चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं गुरोः श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललितां विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बंधुश च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव। वासुदेवं सुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमग्नं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। शान्ताकारं भुजगशयनं पद्मनाभं सुरेशं विश्वाधारं गगनसदृशं मेघवर्णं शुभांगं लक्ष्मीकांतं कमलनयनं योगिभिर्ध्यानगम्यं वंदे विष्णुं भवभयहरं सर्वलोकैकनाथं। तप्तकंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So in the first paragraph in the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers about the birth of the living entity. We believe that it is by semen. But here it is clearly mentioned that it is by heart the living entity is produced, and that heart must be purified. If the heart is not purified, then the living entities are unwanted. It's in Sanskrit they are known as Varna Sankara. The whole process of devotional service is aimed at purifying the heart. And somehow or the other, however hard we try, we are not attracted to the devotional service. The reason is that we are attracted to the illusory energy of the Lord, maya.
Non siamo attratti al servizio devozionale, la ragione per ciò è che siamo attratti alle energie illusorie del Signore Maya.
And playing with the maya, we want to enjoy ourselves.
Giocando con maya, vogliamo goderne noi stessi.
Unless this sense gratification is reduced, it's very difficult to come to the devotional service. The reason is that we are attached to our body so much. That by hook or crook, we want to make it comfortable. By hook or crook, you know this phrase, by hook or crook? No, I'll explain it to you. By hook, you know, you catch the fish by hook. Yeah. You know, you attach some food to it, and then fish comes to eat, and then it is caught. By hook it is. But if it can't be caught by hook, then use the crook. And crook is nothing but the big stick, and at the end of the stick there is a crook, the hook. That is known as crook. Some or the other, the aim is to catch the fish, you know. And that is why, that is how we try to enjoy, by any means. The reason is, we don't know the temporary nature of our body and the construction of our body. In one of the Puranas, there are very nice verses describing our body, you know. We'll try to discuss what is our body, you know. Asmin vai bharate varshe surbir deva samsadi. Asmin vai bharate varshe surbir deva samsadi. Akatham shravinam bhusam nishphalam janma kirtitam. That is the first verse. Śrīla Vyāsadeva is very clear. Śrīla Vyāsadeva is very clear. He says, Asmin vai bharate varshe, those who are born in Bharatvarsha. And Bharatvarsha means the whole planet. It is not India alone. Those who are born on this planet, Akatham Sharaminam Pusam. Akatha means those who are not the topics of Krishna. If they hear anything apart from Krishna's topics, Nishphalam Janma Kirtitam, their birth is completely useless. Then in the second verse, Vyas Bhagavan says, that kim rakshito mohatena supushtena baliyasa astirena sharirena shukashastra katam vina. Very nice verse. Kim mohato, why are you in illusion? He says. Why are you in illusion? What is the use of making your body very strong or very fat? You know, these ordinary people, many times, they do weightlifting and this and that, all these things, just to make the body very strong. He says, what is the use of that? Unless you hear Krishna Katha by that body. Then he gives us the composition of our body. He says, asti stambham, yes, snayu vaddham, mausa shonita lepitam, அஸ்திஸ்தம்பம் ஸ்நாயுபத்தம் மாம்சசோனித லேபிதம் சர்மாவனத்தம் துர்கந்தம் பாத்திரம் மூத்திர புரிஷயோ. இன் தீஸ் டூ லைன்ஸ் த ஹோல் பாடி இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட். அஸ்தி ஸ்தம்பம், அஸ்தி மீன்ஸ் போன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்தம்பம் மீன்ஸ் பில்லர்ஸ். ஸ்தம்பம் மீன்ஸ் பில்லர்ஸ். பில்லர்ஸ் this side. These bones, because we have bones in our body, we can sit, we can stand, we can walk. Without the bones we couldn't do anything. You think of the body, our body, without bones. I think we require five years to come from upstairs to this room. And you understand? Yes? You follow. You follow. We must have bones in our body. So there are bones in our body as pillars. And those bones are very nicely tied with the muscles, snayubaddham. And then after that, mausa shonita lepitam, there is flesh and blood on it. And the whole thing is covered by the skin. Charmavanaddam. If there would not have been skin on our body, we would not be able to look at our body. Because it is all blood, bones, and so on and so forth. Because it is covered by the skin, we like to see the body. And then, because of this blood, muscles, bones, it is durgandham, it smells very bad. You know, it stinks. It stinks. It stinks. Very bad smell. Yeah. You know, and in order to remove that stink, you know what we do? All. We take shower to clean the body, and we put on nice clothes, washed clothes. Somehow or the other, this ugly body has to be covered by clothes. You will not be able to see your own body without the clothes. And then apart from this, patram mutra purishayoho, apart from these dirty things, there are two things again Lord has put into it. And that is mutra purishayoho. Mutra means urine and purishayoho means stool. And because the body is full of urine and stool, it smells very horrible. And this is our body according to Vyasadeva. And this body we love very much. Do you love urine? Do you love stool? Do you love muscles? Some bones? We just throw these things away, you know. Are we very proud that you have 20 pounds stool in your belly and I have only 5, so you are much bigger than me? Are we very proud that I have 20 stool in my belly and you have only 5 stool? You know the fat persons, how they walk, yeah? Stool, you know, 20 pounds. And this.
Shh.
Is there anything to be proud of, the stool? If somebody gives you 20 pound stool bag, will you carry it?
Se qualcuno vi dà una borsa di allestimento, la portereste.
And this is not the, these are not the only things in the body. Again, something more is there. And that is very nicely described in the next verse. Jara shoka vipakartam, Jara shoka vipakartam, Jara shoka roga mandir maturam, Jara shoka vipakartam, roga mandir maturam, dushpuram durdharam dushtam, sadosham kshanabhanguram. Very nice. I'll explain it to you. Jara means this body, this urine and stool by bag has old age. You cannot be always young in this stool body also. And old age itself is a punishment. Then there is shock, lamentation. And illusion. These are the three symptoms of our material disease. Lamentation, illusion, and fear. Remember these three symptoms. We lament. We see other driving Mercedes car and we don't like our own Fiat. We throw away our Fiat looking at others' Mercedes. And that is lamentation. Always we lament for what we have not, you know. And we are in an illusion, great illusion. And that illusion is that this is our permanent home. It is very clear that this is not our permanent home. Now we have come here to this place. The room in which we are staying is a very beautiful room. But we know that after a day or two, where is this going to go? So we are not attached to the cupboard or glass or bed or this or that.
Ora siamo qui in questa stanza che è molto confortevole, ma sappiamo che non durerà molto, quindi non siamo attaccati adesso.
And this is for 2 days. And in this we stay maybe 50-60 years. We are staying in this room for 2 days, but on this planet we may stay for 50-60 years.
Siamo in questa stanza per 2 giorni, ma potremmo essere in questo.
It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference at all. And then again, there are innumerable desires Krishna has put into our heart. And we try to run to fulfill our desires. And with all this, the body is completely temporary, kshanabhanguram. You go to India and mosquito bites and we die, you know. Just mosquito bite and you have malaria and you are just finished. This is our body. And then, Vyasa Bhagavan says, how we dispose of this body. There are 3 ways we dispose of this body. We dispose this body after death. 3 ways. Krami vid bhasma sadhyantam shariram iti varnitam. He says in the first line, krami. Krami means it is converted into the insects. That if it is buried as they bury the body, it is converted into insects. Then maybe at the war time they don't have time to bury the body, so they leave it to be eaten by vultures. And it is converted into stool. And the third way is bhasma, ashes. We burn the body and it is heap of ashes then.
La
That's why this body is completely asthir, temporary. And Vyasa Bhagavan says that asthirena sharirena sthiram karma kuto na sadhyati. He is asking us question. That with this temporary body, is it not good that we achieve the permanent? And the permanent is devotional service. Lord is permanent. Our souls are permanent. And somehow or the other, we should try hard to connect our soul with the Supreme Soul. Through devotional service. Much could be told to you, but we are controlled by the time. I'll have to stop here. Have you any questions? Is it? Oh, thank you. Is it all right? 10 minutes? Eh? Oh, yes. Then I will tell you one thing. That again you think about our condition and the protection of our body. In Shvetashvata or Upanishad, there is very nice verse that yat pratah samskritam annam sayam nunam vinashyati tadiya rasasam pushte kaya kanam nityata. Very nice verse, two lines, you know. That shows that how our body is prone to be destroyed within no time. Yeah, he said, I'm sorry. Yat pratah samskritam annam. You know, we cook food, our prasad, in the morning. And in the evening, it goes stale. It spoils in the evening. Have you seen the bread? If you keep the bread for few days, there are blue patches into it. Have you seen? Bread. Blue patches into it. If you means the prasad on which our body subsists. Prasad. Because we eat prasad. And by the juice of prasad, our body survives. And that prasad goes bad immediately within a day. How can you guarantee that juice which is in our body will not be spoiled? The point is, this body can vanish any time. It is a very complicated machinery we are carrying with us. And if you can understand these things, then we will not waste a single moment, but we try to get into these things as soon as possible. And that is why we have come to Srila Prabhupada. And we have his books. And with these, with the help of these books and the devotees, we want to understand this science. We want to make it completely perfect in this lifetime. We don't want again any other material body. There are 8 million and four different material, 400,000 different material bodies. We don't want any of those bodies. We want our own spiritual body. And as soon as we have a spiritual body, we will come completely free from these material miseries. And once you have spiritual body, you go back to the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, and you are always in His service. That should be our goal. This body is nothing. This whole life is nothing. It is soon going to end and never to get it back. After so many births, millions of births, we have attained this conscious human existence. Very nice brain we have. We are very conscious. Cows or dogs or tigers, they don't understand anything. Trees, plants are helpless. Fishes and all aquatics are there completely don't understand anything. Fishes and aquatics. In any other life, apart from human life, we are completely in deep sleep. So before this body ends, we must hurry up and follow the devotees, follow the great personalities, saints, sages, and make best of it. Our material situations will always go on changing. Material situations can never remain same. They are flickering. Sometimes we feel at the top of the mountain. At the top of the mountain. And next time we feel in the deep valley. These things are going to go on. Please ignore those things. They come and go. They never remain same. One thing remains same, and that is devotional service. You know, there is no other name for Radha. Radha is always called Radha. Radha word comes from Aradhyate, Sanskrit. And Aradhyate means worship, remember. Because Radha is the devotion personified, she never changes. Please, some or the other, develop the devotional service. The more you hear, the more quickly you develop the devotional service. And there is very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyam Vaishruvi Manayam Krishne Param Purushe. Yes. Bhakti Utvadyate Pumsam Shoka Moha Bhaya Paha. Very beautiful verse, two lines about hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yasyam Vaishruvi Manayam. Those people who hear Krishna Param Purushe, the different topics of Krishna. In their life, the bhakti, devotional service, utpadate, sprouts out. And once there is bhakti, once there is devotional service, then your lamentation, then fear and illusion is completely disappeared. These are the material disease. And very easy way to remember material disease. You remember these three words, lamentation. Yeah, lamento. So lamentation is lamento. And what is for illusion? Illusion. And fear? Powder. So L for lamento, then illusion I, and fear powder, P. So L-I-P, lip. And you will not forget material disease for the whole of your lifetime. Save yourself from this lip. L-I-P, lip. If you remember lip, then you will never lamento, no lamento, no illusion, and no power. We don't lament because we have full faith in our Lord. And we know that everything belongs to the Lord. And whatever He gives us, we are completely satisfied. In any situation, we have to be satisfied. We are not illusion. We are not in illusion. Because we know that this is not our permanent home. And because we have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality, we are not afraid. Everything is very good for us. And that is the way we satisfy the Lord. That is the way we satisfy our Lord. In order to satisfy the Lord, we have to follow three things. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Daya sarva bhuteshu, santushtya yena kenava, sarvendriyeshu prashantya, trushyatiyashu janardana. Daya sarva bhuteshu. Daya means pity, mercy. We are merciful to all living entities. That is first condition to satisfy the Lord. If you are merciful to all the living entities, you will satisfy the Lord. That's why we don't harm any living entity. That's right. Then second thing, santushtya ena kenava. Santushtya means satisfied. Ena kenava means in any situation. We are completely satisfied in any situation. And the third thing is very important, and that is sarvendriyeshu prashantya. All our indriyas, all our senses are under our control. And if you follow these things, three things, trushyati, satisfied, ashu, immediately, Janardana, that is Supreme Lord. So before we leave, before we close the discussion, please remember three symptoms of material disease. That is, we have remembered one word, that is lip. Yeah. What is lip? Power, that's right. Lamento, illusion, power. Lamento, illusion, power. Every time you remember. And you should not lament, you should not be in illusion, and you should never fear. And for that, these three things we have to be merciful to the living entities, then we are satisfied in any situation, and our all senses are in control. So we know our disease, and we have a medicine. And if you take this medicine, I will guarantee you that you will be very happy. Very nice, very nice of you. So many things are to be told. But in short, we have discussed something. May Lord help you, and please learn some verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Have you any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Yes?
He read that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told the book
Krishna Bhavanamrita.
Krishna Bhavanamrita. He would like to know if you can tell him some brief story about this book.
It's very difficult to summarize it within few minutes, but if he comes to me, then I'll tell him. We are here for a day or two. Yes.
In order to apply those three principles, we have to be critical towards ourselves.
We have to be
critical.
Yeah.
Towards ourselves.
Yeah.
But sometimes it may happen that too much critics towards yourself makes you depressed. So how one should ask help from Krishna?
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, we are Brahma Bhuta. You know that verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na shochati na kamshati, sama sarveshu bhuteshu, mad bhaktim labhate param. Very beautiful verse and very important. Prabhupada always quotes this verse. Brahma Bhuta means those who are chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We never forget Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And once you do that, the result is, immediate reward is Prasanna Atma. You become joyful. We don't criticize ourselves. No. We just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And we dance. We just dance. We chant and dance. You
know? Yeah.
Since 4 o'clock we are trying that. And soon we'll have breakfast. It's very nice, you know. And dance and feast. So, take breakfast and dance again. We are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once Prakashananda Saraswati, one Mayavadi sannyasi, approached Mahaprabhu. So that time Lord was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So Prakashananda Saraswati asked the Lord that, why don't you study Vedanta? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I am a big fool. So I went to my spiritual master and he said, you are a very big fool. So you should chant always Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. So according to the instruction of my spiritual master, I am chanting
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama.
So Prakashananda Saraswati asked, now what have you decided? So he said, I have decided to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And because I was chanting always Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, something good happened in my life. And I became very happy. So I went to my spiritual master and told him that according to your instruction, I was always chanting
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
And because I was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram, I feel very happy. So my spiritual master said, because you are always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, this is the natural result. So please continue Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So Mahaprabhu said, now I don't do anything else but to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Everything ends here. That's all. Yeah, in Vyasa Bhagavan, very nicely says in one verse, I'm sorry to take your time. There is one very beautiful verse, you know. He says, Alodyam sarva shastrani vicharya cha puna puna idam ekam sunishpannam deyo narayana sada. Very nice word. These scriptures are very beautiful. The more you study, the more you will be healthy and happy, you know. He says, Alodyam sarva shastrani. I have read all the scriptures. Not only I have read, but I have scrutinizingly read. And vicharya cha puna puna, again and again I have thought over it. Idam ekam sunishpannam, only one thing comes out of it. And that is Deva Narayana Sada. Always you should remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See, always he is standing like this. Yeah? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. Jai Rumi Yatra Ki. Jai. Very nice of you to give the opportunity. Jai. All glories to Shri.